Millions of people spend, well, probably millions of hours on social networking websites like Facebook or MySpace. Many others of us, though, just don't want to bare our souls, or not this way, don't want to risk reputations online. Minnesota Public Radio's Julie Seipel is one of the resistors.
I don't Facebook, I don't MySpace, and I don't understand these people who post online videos of themselves singing karaoke, or the ones who confess their latest crush on their blogs. I'm afraid of the web. If I had my way, Google would know nothing about me. But if you type Julie Seipel into Google, you'll find my latest 10-kilometer run time. Not very fast. There's also a questionnaire I filled out for a college reunion. 5 years later, it showed up online, revealing that I used to study on Saturday nights and now go to bed at 10 p.m. Pretty lame. I want my virtual self to be hip and talented, so I was fretting about my goody-goody image until I heard about a real estate agent who had it worse.
Oh, it called me the most retarded real estate agent in the world.
Terry Steindl sells houses in a Minneapolis suburb. Once, he was doing a little self-promotion and stuffed a flyer in some mailboxes. It backfired and ended up on the internet.
They just slammed it, and then they said, would you buy a piece of real estate from this agent?
Someone thought Terry's flyer was dim-witted, someone with a blog called Please God No. And then he was living my nightmare. Whenever anyone typed his name into Google, the first thing up was a nasty blog.
It was so frustrating because I felt so helpless.
Some 600 million people conduct Google searches every month. So what you look like on Google, to your clients, your employer, a first date, matters. But there are experts who get paid to help people look better online. Internet marketers like David Erickson. David's developed web images for everyone from a baseball star to a dry cleaning company. Maybe, I thought, he could help me too. Before I walked in the door, he'd already Googled me.
I know the grants that you got. I know where you've traveled. I know where you've studied. I know what jobs you've had. I know where you live.
David didn't mention my bedtime or 10K speed. Maybe they're like a zit on my forehead. I think everybody's staring at it, but nobody else cares. So we scroll down to the questionnaire.
All right.
So it's a survey I filled out for a college reunion once. And I don't love some of what it says, like the second answer there.
What are you doing now that you never thought you would? Going to bed at 10 p.m.?
I kind of want to get rid of that.
Yeah, you can try and do that. It's probably not going to happen.
David says once on the internet, you can never be sure something's gone forever. He insists I have to stop thinking about erasing embarrassing pages and concentrate on burying them.
Most people don't click beyond the first page. I think like 20% click to the second page and 2% or 3% click to the third page.
So if you don't like the picture Google paints of you now, you have to paint a bigger one. Join Facebook, Flickr, start a blog, flood the internet with your own stuff. Do everything you can to get the bad stuff off page one. Google uses a secret algorithm to decide which pages are the most relevant or popular and puts those up top. Nobody's cracked the code, but there are ways to game it. Like, if you get other sites to link to your content, it'll probably show up higher.
You have to. It's it's a new world, folks.
I get it, but I kind of hate the idea. When I was 18, we had mixtapes, not MySpace. So splashing my life all over the web feels tacky. Isn't there any way people can just stay off the internet?
Well, not exist. So if that's not an option for you, then basically just keep your name offline in any content that you produce.
So how hard is it to do that?
It's practically impossible.
If I have to log into this messy, unpredictable future, maybe I should follow Terry the real estate agent. Half a century old, and he gave himself a digital makeover. He joined professional online communities, started blogging. 4 months later, the Please God No post doesn't show up on page one. I just don't know if I can do it. But I did buy JulieSeipel.com, just in case. For NPR News, I'm Julie Seipel.